There's been a campaign to find a record, to find and record the location of as many of these battlefield crosses as possible. Now, it's been known for years that there's one in Holy Trinity, in Holminster, and there's one in Beverley Minster. But in the last month, unknown before to the Returned from the Front project, it seems that we may well have one here in North Ferriby Church. It fits the descriptions, and the people who are taking the record are pretty sure that's what it is. It's a cross about 15 by 30 inches, 70 by 40 centimetres. It's made of rough wood, and it has a simple metal tag on it, which says, unknown British soldier. Now, I wonder if two or three people might just have a little bit of a look around, see if you can find it. There's one, two. Somebody else like to come up? Let me have a look. Yeah, you're next to you then. So let's have a little bit of a wander around, see if you can find it. It's a wooden cross. It's on the wall. It's about this big by this big. Just a rough wooden cross, and it has a strip on it that says, to an unknown British soldier. Anybody see where it is? Someone's already found it. Several people have already found it. Can you see it? Yeah, that's where it is, with some poppies underneath it. Thank you. Well, you know, a good question is, why is a cross a symbol suitable for a grave marker? Now, if you'd lived 2,000 years ago in the Roman Empire, a cross was an instrument of execution. It was a symbol of shame. But of course, the death on a cross of one particular man has changed the cross into a symbol of victory and confidence for the future. In the letter to the Romans, where our Bible reading came from, the apostle had been explaining that we human beings have a serious problem with God. He's been writing that we've been made by God, and yet we've all turned away from him. We've all fallen short of the splendor of the God in whose image we've been made. Instead of worshipping the Creator, we worship created things. And we are, according to the reading, those who should be described as sinners. Now, this means that even though much good remains in our world, we live in a world that is broken. And we have it's broken because we have all turned away from God, and that has all had effects and consequences. If we've moved away from God, then effectively it makes each of us little gods. And there's bound to be chaos and conflict when lots of little gods are vying for supremacy. Now, we all know this in our lives. So there are tensions at work, in the home and family, in neighbourhoods, and of course, as we're very painfully aware of today, especially within and between countries. It's very clear as we think about wars that these have caused serious devastation and loss. Now, it's true that at times war might be necessary in order to confront and oppose evil. But war will always have terrible and tragic consequences. And one local example of this is Robert Jackson of Grange Lane here in North Ferriby, who was killed in action in the trenches, aged 40, exactly 100 years ago last Monday. And he was remembered this last week by the tolling of the church bell. His grave is marked with a cross at the Roclincourt Military Cemetery in northern France. So the Bible is clear that we as human beings have all turned away from God, and that this has led to brokenness in so many connections, and brokenness in particular in the most important connection that we need, that is with God himself. Indeed, our Bible reading shows that our attitude to God has made us no less than enemies towards God. Now, I need two or three other people to give me a hand at this point. Got lots of volunteers, that's super, yeah, okay. Who's not had a go yet? You can have a go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. If you had to come and just stand here, you can get through. You get through, and if you'd like to, just one of you just hold that. It says enemies on it. Now, you know, when we're enemies, we're against other people, aren't we? It's a horrible thing to have to be an enemy of somebody. But it sort of means that we might well be aggressive and nasty. We might sort of shake our fists. Do you have a go at that? So just imagine that you're my enemy and you're not happy with me at all. And you kind of, go and have a go at that. You're shaking your fist at me. That's it. Yeah, not very nice kind of idea, is it really? But Remembrance Sunday reminds us that being an enemy is an awful thing. It means that we're against other people. We have other people hold things against us. There's likely to be trouble and conflict. But even though we have made ourselves God's enemy, so we're kind of like that to God, how does God react to us? Would you just like to sit down on the step for a moment? And we'll come back to thinking about that in a minute. You see, our reading shows that for those who benefit from the reality behind the meaning of Jesus' cross, something amazing is true. Tony read for us from Romans 5. For while we were still weak, at the right time, Christ died for the ungodly. Now just stop and think about that for a moment. God sent Jesus to die for his enemies, those who were against him. Now on this day, we especially remember people like Private Robert Jackson and others in wars who gave their lives. But usually, people like that died in order to benefit others who loved them, who were for them, their families and their friends and people back at home. But Jesus, God, the eternal Son become human, died for those who were his enemies, those who were against him, those who were weak and unable to help themselves, those who were ungodly, that is, away from God and unlike him. Now, this is absolutely extraordinary. People who sacrifice themselves generally give themselves for those who love them or at least have some respect for them. But we read in the reading, for one will scarcely die for a righteous person, though perhaps for a good person one would even dare to die. We can understand it when someone perhaps dies for a person considered worthy in some way. And we can understand it when that someone good and noble could inspire us to selfless sacrifice. But God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners against him, Christ died for us. See, God sent his Son to die for the undeserving, those who opposed him, those who had turned away from him, sinful people like me and you. So a cross is a suitable grave symbol because it points to the one who gave himself for undeserving people to give them what they most need. A cross is a good symbol because it points beyond death to one who had overcome death for others and proved it by being raised to life. The cross is a fitting symbol because it helps us understand how God can make us who are enemies into his friends. So we read that through the cross, those who were God's enemies can be reconciled to God by the death of his Son. I need one more person to help me. Who's going to help me now? You want to come and help me? On the end there? You? Yeah? You want to stand up again? And remember, just stand up to that side. You come stand over here with me. And remember, you're against this person. You don't like him. Just come and stand here. So you're going to stand over on that side. You know, you're not happy about him at all and you're kind of against him. But this person has come in order that you might be reconciled, which means made friends again, brought back together again, having been enemies. Now you see, the difference is that this person who came died on a cross. And there's a picture of that returned cross. Do you want to just hold it? And you hold it with the other hand as well? This hand, so that people can see it. That's it. Well done. Jesus, through his self-giving death, can bring people who were against God back into friendship with God. So the only thing you have to do now is shake them all by the hand. Go on. You can manage that. Go on. Just shake them by the hand. You do have to. Yeah, go on. Well done. At least one will do. That's good. Thank you very much. Shall I go and sit down? Shall we give them a round of applause? But you know, what we've just talked about there and seen sort of acted out to help us to understand it is not cheap or easy. On that cross in the Middle East 2,000 years ago, God, in the person of his Son, took in himself the consequences others deserved for turning away from God. We're going to sing in a few minutes about Jesus. There was no other good enough to pay the price of sin. He only could unlock the gate of heaven and let us in. And that's why the cross is a good symbol. It's through the death of Jesus on the cross that those who believe in him can be, as the reading put it, saved by him from the wrath, the anger of God. That those who were God's enemies can be reconciled and made friends with God through the death of his Son. So through the cross of Jesus, those who see that they're wrong to be enemies of God and rely on what he has done can be changed by God from enemies into friends. Well, on this Remembrance Sunday, as we remember those who gave themselves for others who loved them, perhaps to protect people from danger, to maintain freedom, to hold back tyranny, we should be grateful for their sacrifice. And we should remember that extraordinary sacrifice made for those who were against him by the one who died on the wooden cross that all other wooden crosses point to. You know, just underneath that newly recognised returned battlefield cross to the unknown soldier here in All Saints, there's a brass plaque that was put up in the 1930s. And on it are these words: in memory of a British soldier, his name unknown, save only to him who died for the salvation of the world. That, of course, is Jesus. For while we were still weak, at the right time, Christ died for the ungodly. God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Let's just be quiet for a moment, and I'll lead us in a prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for all those who gave their lives that we might enjoy freedom. And we thank you for Jesus, who gave his life that we might be reconciled to you. Open our hearts to see the extent of your love. Turn our hearts back to you, that we might receive your love, that which we need most of all. Amen.